So the rules of being with people before you go out, there's a hadith that says, and it's in the sahih, it's a sahih hadith. It says that if a person drinks wine, you know, he's flogged. If he does again, he's flogged. If he does again, he's flogged. On the fourth time, he said, kill him. That hadith, even though it's a sahih hadith, none of the fuqaha accepted that hadith as a ruling. But they leave it in the books because it has a sound sanad, but it's not the fiqh of this ummah. It's not the jurisprudence of the sharia. And there are other many hadiths like that. The people don't, they think they know. There's a hadith that says, may Allah curse the thief who steals an egg and loses his hand. That's in the Sahih, it's in al-Bukhari. So somebody's got his Muhsin Khan Bukhari, and he reads that, oh, you know, if you steal an egg, you get your hand cut off. Well, that's not, none of the fuqaha took that hadith. And that's why Ibn Abd al-Barr in the 6th century was complaining of his age, a man who memorized 100,000 hadith by heart and is called Hafidh al-Maghrib with all the asanid and has a 30-volume book on Maliki fiqh and another 20-volume book on the Muwatta. He said, what a terrible time I'm living in. These people memorize these hadith and they don't study fiqh. So he was already complaining about people that were reading books of hadith thinking they knew what they meant. I mean, there's people that think Ahlul Dhimma are just the Jews and the Christians. And they go around telling people, if you're not a Jew or a Christian, you can't live under Islam. That's not true. That's one opinion. That's not a universal opinion. And it was not the practiced opinion of the ruling powers of Islam. The Ottomans did not do that. The Hanafis in India did not do that. And the Malikis certainly did not do that because Imam Malik accepted jizya even from the idol worshipper. And that's learning fiqh. So part of the problem is we have people running around that have not studied. And the beauty of the old time and what I was talking about literacy, the problem with literacy is it empowers ignorant people. Right? And they say a little education is a dangerous thing. That's an American proverb. There's another American proverb, beware of the one book man. And that is about fundamentalist Christians who only learn the Bible. It's the only book they'll ever read. And they know it inside out, but it's dangerous when all you know is one book. You can be a very dangerous... That's all the Khawarij knew. The Khawarij knew the Quran. They didn't know the Sunnah. They didn't know other things. They didn't know the books of the Fuqaha. They knew the Qur'an inside out. And they used to quote from the Qur'an. And the thing about the Qur'an, whatever you want to find, it's in there. Sayyidina Ali said, if I lost a camel, I'd find it in the Qur'an. I mean, whatever you want to find, it's in there. And Allah says, يَهْدِي بِهِ كَذِيرًا وَيُضِلُّ بِهِ كَذِيرًا. He guides many by it, and He leads many astray by the Qur'an. So don't think you can't go astray with this book. Allah is also al-Mudil. People forget that name. You know, people like that name al-Hadi. There's a lot of people, they know one name of God, but they don't know another name of God. That name goes with al-Hadi, al-Hadi al-Mudil. People have to be very careful. And the Quran can lead you so far astray, and you're quoting it right into hell. But it said this. I mean, Imam al-Qarafi said, if you interpret the Qur'an out of ignorance, he considered it kufr. Just to say what you think you know what the Qur'an meant. And so one of the things about modern literacy is it enables people to read things that they never would have read before. And part of the thing about studying with a scholar, the ulama say, طَعْمُ الْكِبَارِ سُمَّ الصِّغَارِ. The food of adults is poison for little infants. And knowledge was always seen as tadarruj, that when you first begin studying with a teacher, he takes you through the alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha, kha. You learn the alphabet, and then you move on. Now we've got people that have a PhD in engineering, but they haven't gone to kindergarten in Islam. And they want to read the PhD books of Islam, and they haven't learned, if you ask them, what are the huruf in tajweed? What are the huruf shidda? Or what are the huruf lain? Or what are the huruf qalqala? And what's a sughra? And what's a kubra? You ask some basic things about recitation of Quran that a 10-year-old in a madrasa knows, they don't know. And yet they're reading tafsir, they're reading this, they're reading that. So, and this is the type of situation that we find ourselves in. So humility after compassion, having a basic humility about where your level is in the big picture. Because if you don't know, what the Shaykh said earlier is that there's a bab in al-Bukhari called Bab al-Ilmi qabla al-Qawli wal-Amal. The chapter in Sahih al-Bukhari of learning knowledge before one speaks. And there's people who say, بَلِّغُوا عَنِي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. But the Prophet ﷺ said, and I heard somebody tell me this, when I was mentioning this, he said, يَا أَخِي, the Prophet ﷺ said, teach an ayah even if that's all you know. I said, that's not what it says in the hadith. What translation did you read? It says, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. Give news of my message even if it's just an ayah. It doesn't say even if that's all you know. You might quote the wrong ayah. Right? I mean, the Prophet ﷺ, when At-Tanuqi, when he called him to Islam, he just talked about paradise. And somebody, when he asked him, why didn't you mention hell? When he read the letter, he said, why wasn't hell mentioned? And he said, وَهَلْ ذُكْرَ اللَّيْلُ بَعْدَ النَّهَارِ. Do you mention the night after, when you're talking about the day? In other words, when I'm talking about paradise, I'm not going to talk about hell to the person. I'm talking to them about paradise. So there's a time to talk about hell. There's a time to talk about paradise. Because he's Bashir before he's Nadir. He gives good news before he frightens people. But he does have that message as well. Indar wa Bishara. Now, that's dealing with Muslims. Going towards dealing with non-Muslims in terms of, first, we were talking about this earlier. One of the basic policies of the Muslim states was that they did not have conversion policies. They did not, the Umayyad actually discouraged conversion to Islam. And that is historically documented. They discouraged conversion to Islam. And the way they did it was you had to join an Arabian tribe in order to become a Muslim. You actually had to join a tribe. And that was stopped by Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, the fifth rightly guided caliph. He ended that system. It's called the Mawali system.